Hey there, friendos. Hey, welcome to Cop Church again. Of course, you have Adam, as usual. Let me get this centered a little bit better here. All right. Today, our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 12, and we're going to be looking at verses 33 through 37. But before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Help me not to mess it up and help me to stay out of your way, Lord. Please speak to the listener and share with them what it is that you want to hear. May your Holy Spirit speak through me today and to reach the ears of the listener. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, little backstory as to why I'm reading this. I know several of my friends who say that they are Christian, and I have no reason not to believe them necessarily. But the strange thing is, I may not even know that they're Christian had I not asked them or brought up the subject myself. And we have a tendency to live like the rest of the world because we don't want to seem weird or make things awkward, and I understand that. I do. I lived with that mindset for a long time until I started to really get serious about my faith, started to get into the word here, and started to discover how incredibly important it is to focus on the things of heaven, on the things of the kingdom, and how unimportant it really is how I look in the eyes of those around me. It's really not that important, right? Now, the Bible talks about, you know, how Moses spent so much time with the Lord that he glowed, how Jesus, when he went up on the mount with Peter and John, and how he glowed to them. And I believe that not only were they seeing Jesus in his true form, but also it was the fact that he spent so much time in prayer and so much time with God that naturally came out of him. And Jesus says we're salt and light. And so those things are supposed to be visible in us. And so this passage here is kind of a rebuke when that isn't something that's seen. And it's unpleasant, but here we go. It says, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. And I have one note written in here, and it's the word terrifying. Because that's a terrifying passage. The things that come out of our mouths have consequences. And if those who are listening know me very well, you'll know that, especially in my past, I held nothing back. And so at some point, I'll have to answer for those words that are spoken, those empty words. And, you know, they can be like fiery darts, can't they? But also a word can soothe, right? And so I suppose the thought is very simple today, and that's why this is not going to be an extremely long cop church. This will actually be somewhat short, because the question is, are the words coming out of your mouth, are they showing good fruit? Are they fruitful, or are they bad fruit? I used to have this verse written on my whiteboard in my home gym. And that's a great place to do it, because if you fail a lift and something flies out of your mouth, you know, I would see that right behind me. and it would have an effect. And so it was kind of a way for me to gauge self and where I was in my relationship with Christ. So the words that are coming out of my mouth, are they words of love, first and foremost? Are they words of love? Are they words of encouragement? Do they build up or do they break down? Filthy words. Are they words that draw people near to you? Or do you sound... are you using the F-bomb as a verb? I mean, is it a space filler instead of saying, are you filling that with something else? So that's my question for you today. A tree, if you see a tree and the fruit from that tree, you could look at it and say, that looks like some pretty good fruit. Or, hey, that looks pretty nasty and rotten. At my old house, before I moved, we had peach trees, we had apple trees, and it was pretty obvious if it was going to be a good year or if that tree was about done. And generally, it was my own fault because I didn't take care of the tree. I didn't do what was necessary to keep it healthy. And the same is true within our own lives. If I'm not doing what is right, and if I'm not keeping myself healthy, you know, staying in the Word, iron sharpening iron, do I have a group of guys around me that are keeping me in line? You know, are they sharpening me? Am I good in my relationships? And so when I'm fed with these things, if they're good things coming into me, you're going to see fruit from that. And I'll be more approachable. There'll be something different about me than the world. I won't have to fill my vocabulary with hateful, with vile, with just speech that is unbecoming to the Lord God. And so if I'm in the presence of God, am I going to use the same kind of language, you know, or am I going to be fake? Am I going to say, you know, thine and thou? And it's just a really good way to gauge where you are in your own heart. Good things are brought forth from good. Bad things, evil, vile things, they come from bad and evil and a vile heart. That's really all I've got to share with you today. Just a little self-reflection. Where am I spiritually? And if you're not where you want to be, it's good to recognize it. David said time and time again, search my heart, Lord, and show me if there's any evil in me. And God will do it. So let's close in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. Lord, I ask that you will search my heart and that you'll search the listener's heart. And if there be anything vile in them that you'll bring that to the surface and that you'll give us the tools and that you will be there with us to deal with whatever that is. Lord, help us to be those who are fruitful, those who bear good fruit. Help us to be salt and light, as you said we are, and help us to go into the world and to show that and show people that there's just something different about us. And help us to be not of the world, but to go into the world to save those still in need of saving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Have a great week. Probably get to you with a podcast here in the next few days. But I wanted to get this out to you as a short little message. Got some new stuff on the apparel store there. If you do want to support this, hop on to thinlinebelievers.com. Otherwise, God bless. Be safe.